Kevin Smith has experienced some significant changes this past Major League Baseball season. The former first-round draft pick of the Arizona Diamondbacks was asked to give the outfield a try, first in the corner and then the challenging center field spot. At the same time, the club moved him up to leadoff, which increases the plate appearances, but ramps up the pressure, too. But the biggest change the Jupiter, Florida kid ever experienced was a change of his old life for a new one in Jesus Christ. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and help keep the show on the air. 25-year-old Paven Smith has spent a few days with us on Sports and Commentary, and it's a delight and honor to welcome him back for another episode of the show. All right, we've talked about your college career at University of Virginia, Paven. Helped that program win a college baseball World Series in 2015. But college and pros, a lot different. What was it like for you to adapt to the grind of a 162-game Major League Baseball schedule when you came out of UVA?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts when you have a game and then you're like, okay, so the next off day isn't for 2.5 more weeks. And it's definitely a grind, especially when you're playing and when you go into a slump in college, it might be like for 2 games and you can take 3 days off and kind of work on it. Whereas pro ball, it's like it kind of feeds into the next game sometimes. And, you know, the struggles and the slumps kind of last a little longer. So you're trying to figure out how to get out of it while you're playing.
Yes, it's got to be very, very tough, but you got to be patient and kind of work through that whole situation. All right, Paven, I am so excited to have you talk to me about your story of faith in Jesus Christ. You just got back from a pro athletes outreach conference, growing in who Christ is and who he can be in your life. Tell us about that story, will you?
Yeah, so you know, we all want a good life. We all want peace. We all want lives that matter. But sometimes, you know, it's just not always easy, you know, going through. Everyone goes through their personal struggles. And what I've learned is that life, you know, I want the life that God has invited to for me to live. And that is the life of peace. And what I mean is, I've always grown up in the church, and so, like, I've had that experience with Jesus growing up, but I didn't know exactly how to live my life for him, and I think it's been a growing process the entire time. You know, like, I've always known Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Well, I've asked him into my heart when I was young, and I've always kind of built on that, and sometimes I, you know, stray away, but I think every time I come back stronger. And it's just certain things like, you know, having this interview where, like, I don't think I would have done 3 years ago and being able to, like, talk about God. So I think every year I just get stronger and stronger in my faith and learning about God and kind of learning the Bible and doing things like that. Whereas, you know, when I was in high school, I definitely knew God, but I wasn't as, like, bold in my faith or, you know, willing to talk about him. So I think it definitely helps me, you know, have that peace now, especially in baseball, where 2 years ago or 2018, I was, like, even questioning, like, how God could, you know, do this to me, even though, you know, looking back at it, it's like it really wasn't that bad. And, you know, now when I go through struggles in baseball, I still get frustrated, you know, but I always come back to Jesus and knowing that, you know, my life is saved no matter what. And here doing or things on earth, you know, it's just a, you know, it's just kind of like a little hobby. Whereas, you know, the ultimate goal is heaven.
Amen. Amen. That eternal perspective, so important. It sounds to me like you're going deeper, Kevin, in your life with Jesus, not just meeting Jesus as your Savior, but knowing Him better every day, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that's my goal, you know, especially coming out of, you always have that inspiration and motivation, but I read something one time that commitment is, you know, getting in the Word and doing stuff long after the motivation wears off. So, you know, you have that fire coming out of that conference, and I'm just trying to, you know, keep it every day. I'm doing, where me and my wife are now kind of doing that Advent thing. So we're reading Luke right now, and then we talk about it every day together. And I think having that person or people like the community at PIO to like be able to go through and keep each other accountable.
Praise the Lord. Well, Merry Christmas, Pavin, to you and your wife down there in Florida. We wish you all a blessed 2022, and hope that baseball owners and players can get together to break the standoff here and end the lockout that's going on right now. Pavin Smith of the Arizona Diamondbacks back with us on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you.